Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw that Ein Shliach Dvar Avera could either be a Gzeiras HaKasuf, like Tosfos brings in Dibur Maskelein, or it could be because of the Svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomin, and therefore, Ein Shliach Dvar Avera. And we said that if you hold that the entire Shlichus is off, then it's because of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomin, it doesn't count. And if you hold this Gzeiras HaKasuf, the Gzeiras HaKasuf is telling us that the shlichus still counts, like we had in the first Teretz of Tosfos. Just the Avera is in mityachet to the Mishaleach. Now, if we hold that the Geder of the Din of Ein Shlichus Dvar Avera is Megzeres HaKosuf, and the Geder is that the Avera is not mityachet to the Mishaleach, if so, we can say bepashtus that legabe mekadish grusha lekoin. When Yisrael is mekadish grusha to a Kohen, the Avera doesn't relate to the Kohen. When there is an Avera, Shebemet, achshav, there's no issur at all. Like we see in the Sugi in Sota, that it's mavur sheino choza merochei mochama. If he marries a grusha, because on the etzim kedushin there's no avera. Nevertheless, if he has bia with her afterwards, then the mafreya there was an avera, like we explain, that the issur is with lekuchen that bring the chilul. So in such a case, when the Kohen has beer with her, the Aveira of the Kiddushin is not going to be mityachez to the Mishaleach. It's going to be mityachez to the Shliach. If we hold in Shliach Advar Aveira. But if we hold it together of Ein Shliach Advar Aveira since Divrei Av, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomin, so the Choritz Pashit, that it's not Shaykh here. That when he was Makadish, the Isha, there was no Isser here at all. And he had no reason not to listen to the Mishaleach. Because right now what he's doing is not an Avera. Unless afterwards the Mishalech is Baal Aisha. But now, why shouldn't he listen? There's no Isser. So if it's Xeris HaKasuv, so Xeris HaKasuv is that the Shliach gets the Avera. But if you hold this Divrei HaTam, Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomin, what do you mean Divrei Rav, Divrei? There's no steer between the Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTam. Because in the Etzim Kedushin there's no Avera, so why shouldn't the Shliach go ahead and do it? And if so, we need to understand how Ein Shliach Dvar Avera is Shaykh here. Where's the Ein Shliach Dvar Avera? Why not? There is no Avera in the Etzim Kedushin in the meantime. So why would there's no steer between Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmud? There's a Safek, and Tosin, Yevamis, Tafiyud Amid Aleph, Divrei Maskel Rav Yehuda. There's an Issur Rabbanan Lekadesh, Shema Yivol Elo. So if he holds an Issur Rabbanan, so we can say Beseder, Divrei Rav, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomin. Shouldn't have listened. And the Shlichus is ineffective because it is Durabbanan. But if it's a Heter Gamor, why is this considered Shlichus Dvar Avera? Let him listen. What's the problem? How can you say here that the whole Shlichus is Batal? There's no Avera here, Batson. So we can answer based on what we said in a previous shiur. And that is that the gather of Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin is not totally dafka in the din of who he should have listened to, but rather in the svara of who one normally listens to. In other words, not totally dafka in the halacha, is it mutter or is it asr? But it's talui in minak b'nei adam. Do people consider it, as we explained in a previous year, do people consider it a davar asr or not, lemaisa? And if so, it's mistaber. He's not going to do it. And if he does do it, then he's also al das atzmo. It's not because of the tzivui of the mishaleach. But if people don't consider it a maisa yisr, so then there's no svar of divrav divratam divrim yishomen. And we assume that the mishaleach knows that the shliach is going to do what he said, and the shliach is going to be following the mishaleach, because people don't consider this aser. So mitzad the shliach, he assumes he's going to listen to him. And mitzad the mishaleach, he's doing out the tzivui of the shliach. He's doing out the tzivui of the mishaleach, because it's not the derech to assume that this is aser. So according to this, we can say also in our sugya that even if we say that there's no iser b'kiddushei grusha l'kohen, niyatzim kiddushin, nevertheless, since he can't have bia, and a grusha to a kohen is considered by people to be a forbidden union, therefore people consider any chibur between a kohen and a grusha a maisa iser, and therefore even if be'emes there's no iser, but people consider it an iser, and since people consider it an iser, you have the svara of divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishomin, and therefore the whole shlichus is off. So we had asked how, according to the shita of divrei harav, divrei mitalba, divrei mishomin, in the case of a kohen telling Yisrael to be mekadesh a grusha, how we can apply that and say in shliach l'dvar avera, it's not an avera, the etzim kedushin is not an avera. And therefore, why shouldn't he do it? And the answer is because people consider it an avera. And therefore, we say divrei harav, divrei hatam, divrei mishomin. People consider an avera, and the shaliach is the shliach should not have done this, and memela, the whole kedushin is off. The whole kedushin is cancelled if we say that ain't shliach advar avera is because people consider it a maisa aser. And b'siyata d'shmaya b'tzilas Hashem darkeinu yihi ratzon shenachzor v'nishna perek zeh. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.